Hello, sports fans. It's time for the Idaho Sports Report Daily Podcast with news, updates, interviews, and clever commentary. Here he is, Jeff Duncan.
Good Monday morning. Welcome into the Idaho Sports Report. I'm Jeff Duncan. Hope your Monday's going okay so far. Let's begin the podcast today with some soccer. Up north, it was Post Falls over Sandpoint, 4-1. Post Falls now goes to 10-1 on the year. Sandpoint drops to 7-4-2. Other soccer scores up north. This year, boys scores. Lakeland 1, Coeur d'Alene nothing. It was St. Mary's 4, Valley Christian 1. In girls soccer up north, Lake City shut out Lewiston 2-0. It was Sandpoint 1, Post Falls nothing. Timberlake took care of the Maniacs 7-1, and Bonner's Ferry all over Priest River 8-1. Heading to the eastern part of the state for some boys soccer scores, it was Skyline shutting out Blackfoot 3-1. These are Saturday soccer scores. Minico beat Bonneville 4-2. Wood River shut out Madison 4-0. The American Falls Beavers won Sugar Salem nothing. South Fremont shut out Marsh Valley 6-0. Boys soccer scores from over the weekend. It was Canyon Ridge 3, Filer 1. Twin Falls over Pocatello 6-2. Wood River shuts out Madison 4-0. Burley and Preston play to a 2-2 tie. Minico 4, Bonneville 2. Those are boys soccer scores from the Magic Valley area. Staying in the Magic Valley, here's some girls soccer scores from over the weekend. Bonneville 4, Minico 1. Filer Canyon Ridge play to a 1-1 tie. Madison 2, Wood River nothing, and Twin Falls shuts out Pocatello 6-0. Heading back to the eastern part of the state for girls soccer scores from over the weekend, it was Shelley 3, Snake River 1, Sugar Salem shut out American Falls 3-0, and the Skyline JV team beat Teton 6-1. Those are girls soccer scores from over the weekend from the eastern part of the state. One boys soccer score from the Treasure Valley from over the weekend, it was Capital 2, Timberline 1. Now for the football portion of our program, we have the Gridiron Game Picks. We're looking at the season standings right now. And Boyd Jensen still comes in at number one. Boy, Boyd's a smart man. Boyd's number one. Lance Steyer comes in at number two. John Hansen, third. Mike Kramer is fourth. And Tyler Richards rounds out the top five. Alan Erickson, number six. Eldon Adams at seven. Scott Jardine at number eight. Brian Kless, number nine. And Greg Drake rounds out the top ten. For the Gridiron Game Picks, IdahoSports.com people, Paul Kingsbury is at number 14. He's dropped like a rock lately. Coming in at number 37, yours truly, Jeff Duncan. 38 is Matt Hurricane Harris. Heading down the scoreboard, Gary Jones, the oldest broadcaster in the United States. He's at number 50. Little Scotty Burton comes in at number 56. Lauren Jensen, on a roll. He is all the way up to number 69 now. Way to go, Lauren. It's amazing what happens when you actually make your game picks. You get some right. Good job, Lauren. Taking a look ahead to our schedule of football games this Friday night on IdahoSports.com. Good schedule of games. Actually, we kick it off Thursday night with Rocky Mountain at Capitol. That'll be at Donna Larson Field. Then on the Friday night games, it's Boise at Mountain View, Centennial taking on Meridian, Century at Burley, Eagle at Valley View, Homedale taking on Parma, Idaho Falls versus Skyline in the Emotion Bowl. We will have that game right here on IdahoSports.com. It's Mountain View versus Nampa, and we round out the night Twin Falls versus Jerome for the Battle of the Bridge. A lot of good football next weekend. A couple of big rival games, Twin Falls at Jerome, and of course the Emotion Bowl, Idaho Falls and Skyline. Sticking with football, what was your big story of the weekend in high school football? Was a Highland going up and just smacking down Coeur d'Alene? That's Coeur d'Alene's second loss in a row. Is it McCall taking a step back after beating Grangeville 2 weeks ago? They go down to defeat again. Or is it Minico losing to Idaho Falls? What's your big story of the weekend? Give me some feedback. Jeff@IdahoSports.com. It's Jeff@IdahoSports.com. Or hit us up on our Facebook page, facebook.com/IdahoSports. I'll have that question posted there as well. Well, that'll do it for the podcast today. Have a great Monday, and I'll talk with you Tuesday morning.
That does it for today's Idaho Sports Report. But don't worry, Jeff will be back tomorrow with another podcast, guaranteed to be more entertaining than today's. Don't forget, you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook. We'll see you tomorrow, right here on IdahoSports.com.